According to the White House, roughly 60,000 unaccompanied immigrant children will have been picked up at the U.S.-Mexico border by September. President Obama is calling it an urgent humanitarian crisis. Now, a charitable group in Commerce, unaffiliated with a faith-based organization, is choosing to work toward providing aid and relief to the young immigrants whose journey has ended here in Northeast Texas.
I'm the president of Lions Club, and I was just inducted 3 weeks ago. And I've been really worried for some time about the children on the Texas border. And so I came up with this initiative and presented it to the executive board.
Dr. Betty Block is the head of the A&M Commerce Health and Human Performance Department, and her initiative is called Lions Leading Hope.
We're mobilizing Lions throughout Texas first and using the Lions Club infrastructure to help mobilize citizens that are not part of faith-based groups to deal with the situation that's happening down there.
Addressing the needs of these unaccompanied minors just from the public health angle requires a partnership. Spencer Willis is a doctoral student in public health and manages the local Academy for Health Potential.
The primary needs for any child that's of immigrant status in the U.S. would be vaccine for any type of communicable diseases, for one that ensures our nation's public health, and it also decreases the likelihood of any types of spread of any diseases that would be detrimental to our health.
But what about those illnesses that might be spread before these kids can be treated? Turns out that a lot of feeling regarding a disease scare was traced back to a single news story from CBS Radio quoting a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services who was quoting a third party, an unidentified U.S. Border Patrol agent. And besides,
the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they're actually charged with protecting the public's health through detection and response of communicable diseases related to travel and imported pathogens. In fact, they respond to ill travelers who have serious disease and public health issues. They connect immigrants with public health authorities, and they provide public health information.
Once the kids are deemed healthy, there's more.
The secondary role would be to pair them with someone who's culturally competent, for one, and that can serve as a navigator for them in terms of like career-wise or job training, something like that. Something that's going to make them be more productive in the U.S. When you're a productive citizen, you're less likely to suffer from depression, which leads to chronic disease or any type of disease, which then in turn increase our healthcare expenditures.
So what does the success of this local effort look like? Here's Betty Block again.
Lions all over the world mobilizing together to help give support to these children monetarily with jobs, with housing. There are already people who are coming forward that want to take some of the children into their own homes. So whatever we can do, and the level of support can be whatever anyone wants to give. But most of the members of Lions Club have, you know, multiple constituencies that they work with too. So I think it's a very good way to impact big groups of people to do good things.
And as for her personal motivation?
The world is watching us. The buses were being turned around in California and they said, is this the way you treat your children? I think that it's not the way Texans treat children. And I think that the thing that we need to do is show the world what we value. And I think we value children. We value immigrants that come to this country who was built on immigrants, and honor and respect that they came for a reason. And if more come, we'll just have to deal with it.
It should be noted that not all of the unaccompanied immigrant children are being allowed to stay in the United States. Most must convince Border Patrol agents that they are genuinely in fear of persecution or trafficking if left in their home country. Also, the flow of kids from other countries started in 2011 and only recently hit a critical point. For the first time since this crisis began, there are more children from other Central American countries outside of Mexico attempting to cross the border, and for many reasons, including escaping gang violence and reuniting with family members. Non-Mexican children are screened and sent to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. From there, minors can be released to relatives or put in long-term foster care. As for where the children are right now, military facilities in Texas and California are being used, and a new facility is planned in New Mexico. There are currently 100 temporary shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border. According to a Washington Post blog, FEMA is also soliciting advocacy groups around the nation for detention facilities, including warehouses, shopping malls, airport hangars, and dormitories. For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.